Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm sitting here joined by Scott Hallback, and you're with USA Football,
yes,
correct?
Sir.
Yep. And our gentleman that was going to join you, apparently Jerry Jones let him drive the yacht around the harbor a few times, so he took some time away from us. We are now joined by also Mark Murphy, president of the Green Bay Packers, on the phone. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm stuck here in traffic in Miami.
Yeah,
I can't be there in person.
It's a tough one. So, Mark, let me start off with you first, and then we'll get into the USA football coming up here in a little bit. But the season didn't end the way you wanted it, obviously, very unceremoniously, and you got a little bit of work to do in this offseason. But give me your thoughts on the season and specifically the changes that you made coming into the season.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, obviously, disappointing loss. But I think now that we've had a little time to kind of reflect on it, I was very pleased. You know, obviously, I think with a rookie first-year head coach, be able to get to the not only win the division and get back to the playoffs, but get to the NFC Championship game was pretty good accomplishment. And, you know, I mean, you think about it, Bill, I mean, 2 years in a row outside the playoffs, some pretty big changes between, you know, Brian a little over a year and a half ago as the new GM and now Matt. So I'm very pleased. I feel very confident in the future.
Obviously, we all speculate, Mark. You know that. You listen, and people talk about what you need, what you don't need, what you're going to do, the money you're going to spend, all that kind of stuff. At what point are you and Brian and everybody are sitting, if you haven't already, sitting down and saying, okay, this is what we think we're going to do, this is the direction we're going to go, this is the money we have to spend, and at what point does all that begin to culminate?
Yeah, well, it's a process that's ongoing. I mean, a lot of it depends on there's certain players we'd like to have back, but, you know, if the market is more than we think is reasonable, then, you know, you have to make difficult decisions. So I know Brian is, Matt's pretty busy putting together, made a couple changes in the coaching staff. And Brian and his staff are not only looking at, potential free agents, but getting ready for the draft as well.
Mike Clemens joining us here at the table also. Say hi, Mike.
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Mike. Good. How are you doing, Mike?
Good. Very good. So, you know, a year ago at this time, you were making some bold moves where you said, all right, even though Ron Wolf came to Green Bay over 25 years ago and we decided to set up a structure where the head coach, those guys, they report directly to the general manager. The general manager makes those football decisions. You change that to say, I need these two departments to work better together, personnel and the coaching staff, and how about they report to the president and CEO? You made the point, look, I've been an athletic director. I've been a football player. I just want to make sure that these departments are talking. Well, you had phenomenal success with a 13-3 season. Tell me how that dynamic played out, and I guess the key is the relationship you've got between the current GM and the head coach.
Yeah, well, thanks, Mike. You kind of laid it out for people. That was kind of my thought process. That, I wanted to – I felt that there had been some silos that had, developed within the organization and wanted to improve communication throughout the organization. And, you know, at the end of the day, though, it's about people. And, I tell you, I can't say enough about, you know, the relationship that Matt LaFleur and Brian have established. They just work very well together. You know, another key person, obviously, in all of that is Russ Ball. So the four of us, you know, we meet twice a month, but, you know, we're always in constant communication. And, I've been very pleased. I think the communication has improved. And one of the nice things when you think about it is, you know, whereas – typically, and there's different ways to do it. I mean, across the league, you know, this is not a novel approach that we have. But, Brian and Matt are more peers now rather than the GM, or the head coach reporting to the GM. So I think that's been helpful as well. And, So, you know, obviously having the kind of success we did last year helps. But one of the things that in terms of our confidence, my confidence going forward, I think the leadership of Brian and Matt and how they work together is what really gives me confidence that we've really, we've built a good foundation that'll serve us well in the years to come.
And when you get to a tricky situation, like just before the deadline, and Brian is trying to see if there's one more piece he can add to offense, like he said the other day, but like for the Emmanuel Sanders decision, it's like that's too many draft picks that the Green Bay Packers want. Is that your final say, or do you just say to let the general manager, if that's what his assessment is, that's what we're going to go with?
Yeah, no, it's obviously, he's got the final say on that, but they will all weigh in, and, oftentimes it's either a financial decision, do we have the cap space and how will it affect us going forward, or it's just the price that a team is asking, it's too much to give up for whatever player we might be looking at.
We got Scott Hallbeck with us as well from USA Football. And, Scott, first of all, welcome and thanks for joining
us.
Yeah,
thank you.
And I know you guys wanted to be together, but you and Mark have teamed up with USA Football. And, first of all, I wanted to explain the dynamic as to why you're here with Mark as well.
Sure. Well, sir, Mark's a board member. USA Football is a national governing body. And speaking of good foundations, we created Heads Up Football some 9-10 years ago. It's a really strong safety program for youth football. About 8,000 leagues across country engage in it. But we're building on that. We're creating something new called the football development model. We went out, we are a member of the U.S. Olympic Committee. We started looking at what all the other sports were doing. And just quickly, if you think of things like baseball, it has T-ball, coach pitch, player pitch, or soccer that has like eight different goal sizes, eight different field sizes. In short, it's an opportunity to create a progression. And football's never really had that. A lot of times football is still thought of the 100-yard field, 5-, 6-, 7-, 8-year-old kids on still that 100-yard field. So while we support and respect that still, we think the game now needs to be reimagined. And we're presenting this whole new, we're really launching this whole new program, football development model, starting this weekend and into the season and then at our national conference in February. And the idea is to try to mirror that would be the likes of non-contact, limited contact, and contact. Let's face it, this entire conversation comes down to the concern and the address of contact. NFL, college, everyone's looking at different rules and practice guidelines and so forth. We are looking at, as sort of the underpinning of that, flag, something we call tackle bar, which is similar to flag. You wear a harness around your rib section and then just some foam bars in the back that could be limited contact, where you're still wearing pads, but you're not knocking to the ground. And then, of course, tackle. And the tackle side, we have two offerings, something called rookie tackle, where you take a 100-yard field and you cut it down to, say, 50 yards, and 6, 7, 8 person playing on each side. Coach can be on the field. You know, two-point stance, no three-point stance, no special teams. All of these represent ways for parents to look at football in a whole new light. And the feedback we've gotten from parents, I think, is maybe most important, is people love football.
Right.
And they're really looking for this idea of some new way to address the sport. And, frankly, the numbers speak for themselves, right? We're seeing declines in tackle, but we're seeing an increase in flag. We, as a collective group of stakeholders, the NFL, college, high school, youth, we're all now working together to say we can do it in a better way and at least give parents more entry points and options. And that's really what this is all about.
And the age range of your kids?
I'm sorry?
Age range?
So, I forget to say this. So we don't actually run any football leagues. We're the sort of the umbrella group, if you will, the governing body. I should also share that as we're about to make an announcement tomorrow, but I'll do it right here, is Pop Warner, sort of the most high-profile brand in youth football. Granted, they're about 10% of youth football, but, 80% of sort of local organizations. You have a ton of them in Wisconsin. They are our first national partner to join on this effort. So
nice.
We're excited about that. So we just work with all the organizations. That's why I say we work with some 8,000 organizations across the country on Heads of Football, and we expect to see the same sort of response, very positive response with the football development.
Hey, Mark, and I want to go back to you real quick on that, because obviously
sure.
With everything that's been stated safety-wise over the last, I don't know, even decade, as deeply as people have gotten into all of this, how, if at all, fearful was the NFL of the backlash once head injuries specifically started to become more prominent, that not only are you taking the initiative, but being extremely proactive to say football is safer than ever? I know I listened to what the commissioner had to say about the game itself and changing 50 rules to make it bigger and better. You know, what is the longevity prognosis of the league, of college football, of high school football, as you see numbers?
Well, you know, that's really why the league has focused on improving the safety of the game, making it safer. And also, you know, I go back to the late 90s, and Paul Tagliabue and Gene Upshaw came together and said, we really need to make sure that kids continue to play football and to make the game safe at all levels, and started the Youth Football Fund, which eventually evolved into to USA Football, because there really wasn't a governing body for football. But, yeah, you know, I think it's crucial for the future of the sport, and, yeah, and want to make the game as safe as possible. I mean, I look at it myself, Bill, and my son played, and, yes, there's risk in football, but, you know, the also look at the benefits that come. I mean, it's of all the sports, and, you know, having been an athletic director, I've seen all the different sports, and they all have their benefits. I don't know, like football. Particularly the team aspect, and I think that's important, you know, to focus on that, because not many are going to make it to the professional level and make money playing the game, but a lot of people are going to play at the youth, high school, or college level, and the benefits that they gain from participation in the sport, and, you know, the role models that they have in their coaches are crucial as well.
Mark, I appreciate your time as always. I would love to get you back on and just talk Packers for a little bit. And hopefully after all the dust is settled, we're talking about the positivity going into the next season. But thanks. I know you're in traffic. Thanks for joining us via the phone, pal. Appreciate it, okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Mark.
And obviously we certainly appreciate your presence here as well. I know we talked a lot of Packers, but Scott, with USA Football, thanks for hanging out with us for a little while.
Thank you.
I know
appreciate
you got to run. Okay.
Yeah, thank
thanks
you.
Very much. There you go. That is the Packers president, Mark Murphy, Scott Hallbeck of USA Football, joining us for a couple of minutes here on Radio Row in the Schneider Super Orange Super Studios.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.